This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The warehouse-style retailer Costco has been open throughout this COVID spring, but it's not what it used to be, with social distancing lines in front and some merchandise not available. Well, this week, the retailer releases its first quarter results and outlines how it sees the road ahead. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
You'd think that people stocking up on household goods would be great for Costco, and it was, initially. But in April, the company's sales dropped for the first time since 2009. Tim Campbell at Kantar Consulting says Costco has been hit harder than other retailers by social distancing policies.
If you just walk into a Costco, say, versus, you know, walking into a Sam's Club on a normal day pre-COVID, you would see that the Costco locations tend to be significantly busier.
He says that means if Costco has to curb traffic, that might affect its revenue more than some other retailers. At the same time, Costco's e-commerce sales rose 90% in April. Phil Limpert at the website Supermarket Guru says the temptation for Costco might be to ramp up its delivery options as more people shift to contactless shopping.
But I think that their model is not going to be delivery. I think that their model is going to be where I go online, I can order my groceries, and I pick them up.
He says the company's going to have to invest in a more robust online interface, though, if it wants to better compete with Amazon and even Walmart. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.